AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show, broadcasting from some... I'm trying to think of a disparaging term for this room. And, you know, any place where I am for a long period of time. Because, you know, I'm a slob, Brett. I'm a slob. I stink. I'm ugly. I'm obnoxious.
We're saving that sound clip there.
Broadcasting from some sort of hole. I don't know. I'm not the wordsmith that Donald Trump is. I guess that's what I'll say. Oh my God. What an absolute creep. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Brett, good news. It sounds like his lawyer paid off a porn star to keep her mouth quiet during the election last year. That one just breaking from Raw Story.
So his lawyer paid her off.
Wow. McGahn was it? Is it McGahn? That $160,000 to keep. Shh! Don't say anything about him because, I mean, Lord knows we all thought Trump's reputation was squeaky clean, but apparently that's what Raw Story is reporting.
That's fake news.
Fake, so fake, isn't it? You know, Brett, are you interested in the football? I don't know that much about you, my friend. Do you care about sports in any capacity?
I do. I'm certainly going to follow the Vikings this weekend.
Are you? Hmm. I finished second in my fantasy football league this year.
I don't do fantasy football anymore. Just don't get the appeal of it.
It's finishing second for like the eighth year in a row. I don't either, actually.
The Buffalo Bills of your fantasy league.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that's why, Mr. Wide Right. Maybe that's what I'll name the team right next year, Wide Right. I'll be Wide Right.
Well, unlike the Vikings, at least you can get to the championship.
Oh, there you go. Now we're going. I will say this. Because, you know, it's a lot of people are going to be talking about it. Two things. First of all, one, oh, heck no, it's not worth a Super Bowl victory is not worth $2 billion in taxpayer money for a football stadium. It's not. I don't care. I will say this the day after the Super Bowl. If the Vikings get there, the Vikings are not going to get there. But if the Vikings did get there, I would say it the day afterwards. And once again, if the only thing that you can brag about within your state or city is a sports team championship, your town or state sucks.
Who's making that argument that winning the Super Bowl is worth $2 billion?
Have you heard the people on this radio station when we bring this topic up? The sports guy, the Vikings guys?
That actually winning it...
Yeah, with the Super Bowl, you're not gonna be wishing we didn't have that stadium then, huh?
$2 billion, dude, it's $2 billion. Think about what we could do to our schools in this state with $2 billion. Think about what we could do with health and human services, especially health care for our elderly, with $2 billion. Think about what roads we could upgrade probably every majorly damaged and inadequate road or bridge in the state with $2 billion. Instead, football stadium. All right. Well, here you go. I think they're going to lose. I really do. And it just is. I'm sorry. It's like the Cubs until the Cubs won it.
Well, this is too early a round for them to lose. They have a flair for the dramatic. Oh, it'll be in the championship.
They'll lose this game.
The
they're going to lose one of these games. Or if the Falcons were at the Eagles, they'll lose in the Super Bowl, but they're not going to win it. And so there you go. Matt's pick. Who cares? Until they do win it. And at this point, I mean, really, that's what they'd have to do. I mean, it's like the Cubs. I wouldn't pick the Cubs until the Cubs won it. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, the Vikes are going to win the whole thing. This is going to be great. This is going to be... No, the Vikes are going to lose. The Vikes, this is what... And if you're a fan of the team just on a sports level, I would love to be able to say I was wrong and we'll move forward. But the reality is, I'm not going to even pay attention this weekend. I got too many things I got to do with the kids. We'll go out and do some fun things. I'm not going to stop and watch the game. No, I'm not. Just because why? Why wait till the last 5 minutes of the game and then all of a sudden, I've never seen a team collapse this bad at home. Really? I have a few times. It's kind of a recurring theme. So there you go. Go team go. 952-946-6205. Something I actually do want to make sure I mention as well. Did you see the story this morning, Brett, about 169 southbound, the area of Excelsior Boulevard, another major accident there. This one shut down the highway for a while. I was actually coming back from dropping my kids off at school. I was coming southbound 169, saw the backup. I was managed to shoot off onto Highway 7 and get around it. But CARE 11 this morning was going live with it, and they actually showed, this was one of those chain reaction crashes where just car after car after car was crashing into it. And this is not the first time they've had this problem. I can say this because I live down by there. They, when it gets really cold, they have problems there. And it might be just a design issue because if you don't know what we're talking about, when you go to Excelsior Boulevard to 169, they have it goes immediately over a bridge down to, you get down to 9 Mile Creek. And so there's this bridge there. And my guess is that's getting frozen up and everything. Here's the deal. I'm driving around this, going through these back roads, and I look up there, and there's the MnDOT truck putting down salt and sand. Okay, whatever, they're chemicals of some sort they're putting on the roadway to make it less slippery. Can I ask, considering this is, I think, in this winter alone, like the fourth accident they've had at that intersection, I don't know what your priority zones are, but watching those cars pile up, I mean, how many vehicles crashed at that intersection today? It was like 20. You know, I don't need to put you know, check marks here or there, but you might want to run one of those trucks down that road early and often, as opposed to, oh, gee willikers, here we are, we're putting down some salt and sand. I guess we're being safe now. Because I can tell you there's a lot of people that, and I'm not saying it was the only factor, was there wasn't any salt or chemicals. I'm not saying that because they're clearly one or two of the people that crashed went into that crash zone way too fast. But I it perplexes my mind. There seems to be way too many people when it comes to stuff like this that after the fact, well, I guess we better clear off the snow. You think it's a major metropolitan area. You have consistent accidents in that intersection. This is not the only intersection this has happened at. I can speak of this with authority because I used to work metro traffic many years. There are numerous intersections where they've always had issues. Up on US 10, there's tons of them. And I mean, I don't mean to do your job for you, but maybe, just maybe, tomorrow morning, you're sending a truck out there to ice and salt and chemical or whatever, just to prevent 20 vehicles from smashing into each other. Call me wacky crazy. It annoys me because it every time, nothing makes me more mad than seeing 20 cars piled up, and as they clear out the trucks, then they send in the salt and sand truck. Oh, now we're going to be safe. Really? Because I can tell you a whole bunch of people that would rather you were safe a little bit earlier in the day, a little more proactive than reactive. 952-946-6205. Well, yeah. So I get home yesterday and discover the President of the United States referred to El Salvador, Haiti, and various African countries as the S-hole word. I am not going to say it on the air here. Although I don't have a problem with network news or anyone saying it because it's the president. How is all that bringing dignity and respect back to the office stuff going? Because it doesn't seem to be going too well for you guys. It doesn't seem to be going that well. And on top of that, once again, the story that has been coming out now. That Trump today. Let me find it here 1 second, real quick. But it's coming off a raw story. Trump today, it's found out that his lawyer shelled out $130,000 to adult film star in 2016 to keep her quiet about an alleged affair. And so that's coming on out. You know, when is this dignity supposed to come back to the White House? When is this? I mean, you sit there and said a tan suit and you know, a sleeveless dress were lines that were crossed that can't ever be uncrossed, Matt. That's why they need to resign their office, when Obama wore a tan suit and Michelle Obama wore a sleeveless dress. But here you got a president who's basically apparently paid off a porn star $160,000 and uses an incredibly offensive term to refer to people. And by the way, let's not skip on past the fact that he called the people from Haiti and from El Salvador and from African countries. He referred to their countries as S-hole countries. But then on top of that said, why can't we get Norwegians here? Norway, in case you haven't figured out, really, really, really white. All right. So he's basically saying, enough with the brown people coming here. Let's get some really, really white people. Now, first of all, comically, there's no way in the world Norwegians want to come here. Free health care, free leave, quality of life is the best on the planet. They're not getting shot constantly. No, Norwegians don't want to come here. But let me remind Donald Trump of something. When the Norwegians were coming here in the 1900s because their country was going to heck in a handbasket, when the Norwegians were coming here, Donald Trump and his ilk were sitting on the docks screaming at the Norwegians, go back to your blank holes. That is a reality. That's what Donald Trump and his ilk, that's what they were doing. So do not fool yourself. This whole idea that, oh, because we're turning all the we're going to forget about the, when we rallied against the Irish and the Italians and the Norwegians and the Germans, we're going to forget about that. We're just, white guys are okay. No, 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 no. You guys have always, the racists have always had this ability to find a group of people and vilify them no matter what. But Norway doesn't even want to come here. And you know why? Because we got an absolute moron as president of the United States. Tell you what, let's take Bill before we go to the break. Bill is in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Bill. Bill?
Hi, Matt.
Hey.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, sir.
Well, good. You went in to write what I want to talk about. And so I'm kind of wondering about white supremacy. And then, but I want to compare that to, because I heard they said whiteness is a religion, or it could be. And I thought, well, that's interesting, because so is Christianity. And I think that people are getting the two mixed up. And so I'm wondering.
Oh, by the way, it should be mentioned Jesus, I guarantee you one thing that should be mentioned here. Jesus was not a white Norwegian-looking dude. He was from the Middle East. Okay, just as you bring that point up.
I know, but that's my question. It's like, okay, so now what percentage of the people that are white supremacists and think they're Christians are just what, you know, that they think they're Christians, and what people are Christians, and but then they're white, and they believe in white supremacists, but they're really Christians. It's like somewhere there's a blurring of the line there.
Well, I'll say it like this, Bill, and thanks for your phone call. I'll say it like this. If they're white supremacists, they're wrong. I mean, I know you guys will look at me as a big white guy and say, what race are you part of? I'm part of the human race, you jackasses. I believe in humanity. I'm part of the human race. That's what I am part of. That being said, there are, in the history of this world, religion, regardless of the religion, and Christianity has been used to do this like a freaking harp. They have picked and chosen specific passages, rewritten them, paraphrased them, edited them to make it seem like Jesus was against African Americans or against interracial marriage or against gay people or was only for the white race. It's ludicrous. Jesus told us to love one another. Peace, love, forgiveness, understanding, acceptance. Those are the lessons of Jesus. Once again, religious disclaimer, I'm Catholic. You do or don't do whatever you do or don't want to do. I am Catholic. But the reality is people who basically try to merge their racism with their Christianity are racist first, and they're trying to take Christianity and use it to validate their racist beliefs. And I condemn every stinking one of you so-called Christians who basically all of a sudden have become mutes, who do not want to say anything, who do not want to do anything when this monstrosity of a man is in the White House making a monstrosity of this country. You, the same people who were furious at latte salutes and chewing gum and did he bow too much. You've got a racist in the White House, and you, pathetic cowards, sit and do nothing. We are paying attention to you, and you disgust me. You all disgust me. Your faith is garbage. Your standards and morality are garbage. You're worthless people because you are allowing this to happen without any condemnation. We have become the mockery of the world. And you idiots think it's a sunny day. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Jim, hold on. Your call after the break. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
This is Pat with PJW Automotive. AM 950 listeners know I've been a big supporter of the station. I'm also a job creator. I've assembled a team of the highest quality technicians to ensure our reputation continues to grow. After all, a job creator is simply someone who responds to customer demand. That demand has remained strong at PJW because we deliver quality the first time around. See why it's worth the drive to PJW Automotive. One exit north of 694 on 35W and online at pjwauto.com.
Moe's Tax Service, family-owned and operated since 1971, providing a full spectrum of tax preparation and associated services. Think about it. Why would you take your most important financial information to a franchise operation with a cheap basic package that goes up dramatically once you're in the door? You can find out all you need to know about Moe's by visiting www.moestax.com. That's M-O-H-S-Tax.com. Or call them at 612-721-2026. Don't be a blockhead. Go to the professionals at Moe's Tax Service.
Tap, taste, and treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette. 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with Bricks Real Estate, here to let you know the Twin Cities Real Estate Show is back. Tune in each Sunday starting at noon to keep up with the latest news in the Twin Cities real estate market. You can also catch my business partner Chad Vandelot and myself as we fill you in on the most up-to-date tools, trends, and technology to give you the edge when buying or selling. Again, that's the Twin Cities Real Estate Show on this station, Sundays starting at noon.
This is Dan Brooks, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor with RBC Wealth Management. For the past 19 years, I've been managing wealth for individuals, institutions, and corporate retirement plan sponsors. Throughout my career, I have seen common traits in successful investors. They include the courage to be diversified, the willingness to work with a professional, the discipline to follow a plan, and patience. I welcome the opportunity to help contribute to your financial success. Call me at 612-371-2396.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Hi, Darby. Watching us. Hello. You can watch the show if you so desire. I know. It's radio for your eyes. Go to AM 950 Radio on Facebook, and you can watch the live stream. We love being there with you on that. 952-946-6205. Jim is in St. Paul. Wanted to chime in. Thanks for holding, Jim.
Thank you, Matt. You know, I'll tell you something. Dianne Feinstein ought to be commended for releasing those papers, because they were never meant to be seen by any American.
You're talking about the Fusion GPS testimony to the House Judiciary Committee, which basically outlines the fact that no, the Steele dossier is very legitimate. We did our duty. We crossed our T's, dotted our I's, and all you Republicans acting like there's nothing there. I think that was great. You know what the best part about that was, Jim? She exposed every Republican on that committee as knowingly lying about thinking anyone implying that they didn't know that Trump is guilty. They all
absolutely. That's the thing I want to say, Matt, is this. Last night I heard the guy that's on at night. He said that the Republicans in all of the committees are going to shut this down and say there's nothing there. And the thing is, we got all the information. We just got to get it out there. And people have got to actually read and see what's going on. This guy in the White House is nothing but a Russian plant. And he is totally run by the Russians. And he's only there to make us look like fools. And then the Republicans come along and go to bed with them so they can pass all the rules and take all the money and ruin this country. I'm telling you, the Republicans, they it's just like you said, they're nothing but lying slime.
Thanks, Jim. I'll appreciate it. Have a good weekend there, my friend. Here's what you do. Let's start being a little methodical with this. I want you to find all your evangelical friends who are Christian, who are big Trump supporters, okay? I want you to find your Christian Trump supporters and ask them, was Trump more Christian when he was paying off the porn star to keep her quiet about his affair with her, or was he more Christian when he called the people from Haiti and the African nations they're calling from blank countries? When was it? Because it's so hard to tell sometimes with Trump. It's so hard to tell. And, you know, there is... This is so abnormal. And, I mean, everything this guy is... I mean, you can tell things are getting close because it is so much stuff that he's going out there. It's like the whole thing with this London trip. I mean, think about that for a second. The London trip, he can't go to Great Britain because he will be humiliated everywhere he goes in Great Britain because no one over there wants him there. And so he canceled out his trip and he made up some fake, you know, fake excuses, which are easily disproven, to try to validate him not going. If this was a normal president, that one scandal alone would control the news cycle for 3 weeks. That one's gone. That one's gone. Because one thing Donald Trump does do very well is he's realized, if I am going to be embarrassed with these god-awful stories, if I throw more out there, it's kind of the concept of what George Clooney does with paparazzi. By basically throwing as many photos of, he goes out and takes photo, you know, he does photo sessions with these professional photographers, and they dump George Clooney photos on the market. So basically there's George Clooney photos everywhere, and so the paparazzi, there's no point in following him because there's too many George Clooney photos as it is. Trump is using that only as far as insane news. He knows that basically if he clogs the system, if he puts too much stuff out there, that basically things get ignored. And frankly, it works just because, yeah, we don't, within the age of Trump, three or four major 24-hour news networks are not enough to cover the guy because he is truly that bad. The Republicans, after his comment about Haiti and the African nations, for the most part have been quiet. I will start off with Eric Paulson, that's right, you know, the albino leech himself from the Minnesota 3rd District. You can tell how much trouble Eric Paulson is in when the fact that Eric Paulson actually is condemning this. He himself, he must have internal numbers which show that in his district, Trump is starting to become incredibly unpopular because he said it was completely inappropriate. The White House should issue an apology. It's completely inappropriate for the president to refer to other countries in the manner in which he reportedly did, especially given the circumstances and disasters that led to many TPS immigrants to seek refuge and shelter in the United States. That tells you everything you need to know about how scared to death Eric Paulson is of losing the Minnesota 3rd. Is that he is very quickly on. I'm sorry. My gut feeling is I think Eric Paulson's going to retire before he runs again because I think it's going to become more and more impossible for him.
Wait, you think he's going to retire this cycle?
I don't think he's. I think when we're going to see more and more Republicans especially when in the age of Trump. You have to embrace Trump to win Republican primaries. You in every almost every race right now, there is a psychopathic Klan Nazi white supremacist racist who is proudly waving the Trump banner saying, those other guys are not nearly as conservative as I am. And frankly, most Republicans are like, yeah, I think that guy who's wearing the hood is okay. And that's where you have to be. You have to be wrapped in Trump to win the Republican nomination. And whether or not some of these Republicans finally start finding a freaking conscience, or they just read the writing on the wall, because one thing Republicans hate, they hate losing. They want to go out a winner. They don't want to go out losing.
I guess, yeah, that happened to Michelle Bachmann, but that would be shocking if he retired, but maybe it's a possibility.
The fact that he is right now very openly challenging Trump prior to the primary, you know, hey, Republicans, you see that? You're going to let that guy get away with it? You need someone in that seat who's never going to question Trump, don't you? Matt's little diabolical plan starts to take shape.
Bob Ivers, run for that Republican.
Bob Ivers. Oh, Bob, have I got a seat for you? Sarah Anderson was what I was going to go with, but Bob Ivers, I'll take that one in a heartbeat. 952-946-6205. Alan Quist can't run. No, he's Minnesota First. That's right. No, can't get Quist up here. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Sex trafficking, including men paying to have sex with underage teenage girls, often spikes around big sporting events. With the Super Bowl just a few weeks away, what is being done to stop sex trafficking in Minnesota? Listen to a discussion with law enforcement and sex trafficking survivors this Saturday at 10 a.m. on AM 950 Radio. You'll be shocked by the stories, but given hope by what is being done to make change. That's this Saturday at 10 a.m. on AM 950 Radio.
Looking for a catering company that serves delicious food and is environmentally conscious? Look no further than Common Roots Catering. They provide compostable or reusable service wares for all events, and food waste is composted. Common Roots is also proud to source from sustainable local farmers. And when Common Roots says local, they mean it. Only free-range and grass-fed meat and poultry raised within 250 miles of their kitchen is served. To learn more about Common Roots Catering and their values, check out commonrootscatering.com.
Hi, Matt McNeil for my favorite Toyota, the Sienna from Rudy Luther Toyota. It's the most amazing vehicle I've ever owned. It's so good, after a decade of driving one, I just bought my second one. Roomy, seats the entire family and their friends and the dog. The safety features, the entertainment system, the fuel economy. Siennas are fantastic vehicles. I will likely own a Sienna as long as I'm driving. See for yourself by test driving the ultimate family vehicle, the Sienna, at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Parole, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 4. Tonight, clear with a low of 12 below. Saturday, sunny with a high near 3. And Sunday, snow with a high around 15. Lowry Hill Meats is your neighborhood full-service butcher shop that works directly with family farmers. They offer lots of different meat options, including sausages that are made fresh and in-house weekly using 40 recipes, plus they have delicious handcrafted sandwiches. Lowry Hill Meats is located at 1934 Hennepin Avenue. More at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Indeed. Hey, it's never too early to get your if you are going to be watching the football, you know I'm not going to be because, you know, sanity. But if you are, Lowry Hill Meats, there you are, you want to go. How about the sausages? Oh, man. You don't need a football game for that. Just get a bunch of sausages. There you go. Delicious. Absolutely delicious. That's for sure. You can go over as well, get your beef, your pork, your poultry. They work with local farmers, Lowry Hill Meats, a neighborhood full-service butcher shop. You stop on by there, the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week, 1934 Hennepin Avenue in Minneapolis. Get your orders in now for this Super Bowl, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. I think it's time for us to take a little visit to Matt's Environmental Corner, shall we? All right. First of all, this is a story from earlier. Mining supporters are suing Governor Dayton over Twin Metals land access and the governor's decision in 2016 to halt exploration near the BWCA. Pro mining group in Ely said Tuesday it has refiled a lawsuit against Governor Mark Dayton over access to state lands for copper nickel exploration. The group Up North Jobs argued that Dayton's 2016 Up North Jobs, yeah, that's just a corporate front. All right. I mean, sure, they might get some fools that are up there that are basically like, I'm going to get hired. They're not going to hire you. They're going to ship in minimum wage job guys from Oklahoma to go work this mine. To skirt, you know, the union rules up there.
What a shell of a name. Up North Jobs.
Up North Jobs. Yeah. It's up something.
Americans for Americans. I might as well.
Freedom Lovers United. They argue that Dayton's 2016 decision to halt exploration on state-owned lands near the Boundary Water Canoe Area Wilderness violated state law and deprived the area of economic development and jobs. Its original lawsuit on the matter filed last March was partly withdrawn because the group could not find adequate legal representation, a.k.a. no lawyer wanted to touch it. The group has also written the federal officials and members of Minnesota congressional delegation asking for a moratorium. Okay, catch this, okay? They've asked for a moratorium on an environmental review of mining in the Rainy River watershed, which includes the BWCA and Voyageurs National Park. The two-year review by the U.S. Forest Service launched under the Obama administration would determine whether mining is an appropriate use of federal lands on the edge of an ecologically sensitive wilderness. The lawsuit and the latest letter followed Minnesota decision by the U.S. Department of the Interior to renew exploration leases for Twin Metals Mining, which is planning a major copper nickel mining operation basically in the Boundary Waters canoe area. They're going to poison out the whole canoe area. And basically, and once again, Republicans, Kurt Dowd and the rest of the Republicans in the state of Minnesota put in the oopsie rule because they basically have made that if Twin Metals goes up there and destroys the Boundary Water canoe area and makes it unusable, makes all the fish dead, makes everything up there worthless, all Twin Metals has to do is go, oopsie, and they are not responsible for any damage. Thanks, Republican Party. I think the telling sign here is the fact that stop the environmental review. Stop trying to find out what's going to happen when we start poisoning the land. How dare you actually research and care about Minnesotans? That's all you need to know. The fact they want to stop a review to figure out what kind of damage this would do tells you everything. That tells you everything there. Also, and this is kind of interesting, a judge rejects change to Minnesota's wild rice water standards. An administrative law judge has rejected an attempt by regulators to change Minnesota's water quality standard for protecting wild rice, saying the proposal violates federal and state law and puts an unfair burden on Native Americans who harvest wild rice for food. Now, see if you can follow along on this one here, okay? In a report released Thursday, administrative law judge Laura Sue Schlatter says the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency failed to justify changing the state's current standard, which limits discharges of sulfates into waters where wild rice goes to 10 milligrams per liter. The agency proposed to replace the flat limit with a complex formula tailored to the chemistry of specific lakes and streams that would allow higher sulfate discharges in many cases. The proposal also included a list of 1,300 waters where the new standard would apply. So basically what they're saying is this, is that they're trying to find some, what they're doing, they're trying to create a war by making a false math problem. The math problem that works is 10 milligrams per liter is too much, is too much in the way to a sulfur in the water. They've once again, it's sulfates in the water cannot be more than 10 milligrams per liter. All right. So that's not a lot. And so, it's a way to keep the lakes clean. Right. What they're doing is they've come up with this formula, which has to be applied on a lake by lake basis, which basically already is saying, that 10 milligrams, it can be much higher than that. And then putting the onus on the wild rice farmers to, and by the way, quick note here, wild rice. How delicious is wild rice? Oh, love wild rice. Yum. Yum. Anyway, back to reality. All right. But they put the onus on the wild rice farmers to basically have to do Johnny math problem and figure this out. So the MPCA's proposal upset all sides in the long-running debate. Environmentalists on the state's Ojibwe tribes on one hand and mining companies and wastewater treatment plant operators on the other. The environmental groups and tribes said the current standard would provide better protection for wild rice stands. While the industrial discharges wanted the old standard dropped, both sides were sharply critical of the science behind the proposed new standard. This is an enormous victory, said Paul Makabebe, an attorney for Water Legacy Group that has been fighting to preserve the existing standard. It's not just a victory for the communities. It's a care for the wild rice and water quality in the Americas. It's a victory for the rule of the law. No, the Minnesota, we just leave it at where it is. Okay, so what's happened here is, you get on one side, people are saying, well, 10 milligrams of sulfates per liter is too much, so it has to be less than that. All right. Environmental groups go, no, pollute, yay, pollution, yay, pollution. And they do. And don't give me this, Matt, who says they're pro-pollution? I don't know. Them by trying to weaken the pollution control standards. That's me calling me wacky crazy. But they seem to be the ones saying, no, we should be able to pollute more. So, yay, pollution. That's what they're saying. All right. This is just some stupid setup that basically is trying to find compromise. You don't have to compromise here. The compromise is this. Do you want clean lakes or not? Yes, you want clean lakes. This isn't rocket science, people. It really isn't. And nor do you have to put a rocket science formula in place to make it look like you're smart. Just leave it at 10 milligrams or milligrams per liter. Don't just and tell the pollution companies, hey, if you want to pollute, don't build here. How about that? Why is this that hard? Okay, all you corporate guys out there who are listening to me and going, listen to liberal Matt McNeil out there going out and saying the environment's the most important thing, blah, 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 blah. I'm all for private business. Just clean up your mess. Don't pollute. And if you do accidentally have something that happens, own up to it and clean it up. If you agree to that, and it's not something like a sulfur mine, which is going to pollute the land no matter how hard you try. Once again, there is never the copper and nickel mining they want to do up on the Iron Range has never been done without massive pollution. It's never been done. This argument they keep putting forward, where like, we're going to do it clean and efficiently this time. No, they've never done it. They pollute the living crud out of the state. And then because the Republicans in the state of Minnesota gave them the oopsie law. They go, oopsie, and then they don't have to clean it up. That's all you need to know. They paid off the Republicans to put the oopsie law in place so they don't have to be clean. So really, the only standard we have is we can't allow the mine to go forward because they're not going to keep it clean. They can't. It's never been done. You always leave behind sulfur dioxide, this poison that toxifies the land and the water and the air. There is no way that this is going to work. And once you have that stuff, it takes 500 years. In Montana, there are mines which 100 plus years ago, like 120 years ago, were worked. Do you know how long it's going to be before they're safe? Another 380 years. do you want to risk this? I know it's not your lake. I know it's not your where your cabin is. Oh, okay. Is that really, are you really that stupid on two levels? One, that the environment is not connected. That, yes, your lake might be in Winnebogoches County and not in St. Louis County. You might be over in Beltrami County and not in Red Wing County. You might be in a different lake, but all these waterways are connected. And you're going to eventually get toxification everywhere. Number two is this really what you're at? Is this really where you are at as a person that as long as you're not affected by it, screw the land, screw the state? Is this really where you're at? Is this really the what Minnesota's about? I don't care. We can wipe out the wolves, get rid of the moose, get rid of bears, poison out Lac La Croix, poison out Rainy, get Winnebogoches, poison that out. Leech Lake can poison that one out. It's a real shame that most of our major lakes in the state of Minnesota have been poisoned, but, you know, business. Are you really that stupid? Are you really that selfish? These are not exactly, we are not living up to water purity standards as we should be. We are giving a lot of leeway here, but it's still not enough for these corporations that want to rip up our trees and dig out our ores. They want to be able to pollute without any recourse whatsoever. And that's what their ultimate game is. They want to turn this into scorched earth policy. They're not here. This isn't Minnesotans. This isn't some guy from Duluth. This is some guy in Brazil. This is some guy in China. This is some guy in Canada. This is some guy in Europe. That's who's controlling this. And they do not care. The only thing they want is the precious metals out of the ground. And they could leave a crater of scarred earth that used to be Minnesota. And as long as they got the metals they wanted, they don't care. Whether you're stupid or just selfish, I don't know what it is. But for God's sakes, people, this isn't rocket science. If you're trying to weaken environmental laws, you're pro-pollution. Ta-da! Done. And you guys on the range, you job guys, let me make sure I point something out to you really quick here if I can, okay? You sit there and insist they're going to give me a job. No, they're not. They are. These jobs that they're going to create up there, they're going to ship in guys from Oklahoma to work minimum wage. And they've already started putting out the feelers on getting around the federal hiring laws so that they can do that. So these are not going to be good union jobs. And this is not going to help Minnesota. It's going to be bare bones minimum wage jobs, Oklahoma minimum wage jobs, by the way, given to Oklahomans that are shipped in to do their dirty work up here. But even if they did, you're telling me that the Iron Range, that Ely, the Arrowhead region, that all these areas are going to be able to survive if tourism goes away? Dear God. Seriously? The vast majority of people that work up there support the tourism industry. And I know this might seem a little hard for your selfish minds or your stupid minds, but people don't really want to go onto a sulfur-infused lake, okay? Where there's just dead fish floating around. When we know what we need to do. The question here is this. Is some guy in Brazil, some guy in China, some guy in Canada, some guy in Europe, is their profits, is their 15th vacation home, is their 50-foot yacht more important than preserving Minnesota wilderness? And shockingly enough, there are Minnesotans who say, yeah, we have to look out for that guy in Europe's yacht. Idiots. Or you're just selfish. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Take a break. Julie, hold on. I'll get your call after the break. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Congratulations, you survived the holidays. Now, what about cleaning up that holiday mess? Fortunately, right now is the best time of the year to call Zero Res and let their professionals do their empowered water thing. Why? Because Zero Res is having a holiday hangover sale. This month, you can get three-room Zero Res clean starting at only $119. Plus, this month, you can still get a great deal when you get your air duct Zero Res clean. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMN.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
My favorite meal of the day is breakfast, and for morning vittles, I head to Milton's 36 and Douglas in Crystal. My favorite is either the rib scrambler, scrambled eggs with ribs, portobello mushrooms, jalapenos, and pepper jack cheese, or the steak and eggs. My wife loves the pepper jack creamy grits and the stuffed avocados with poached eggs cradled in avocado halves. The kids love the French toast or the stuffed French toast filled with fruit and cream cheese. Top it off with coffee done my way from the Milton's Coffee Bar, and I'm ready for the day. Breakfast is waiting for you at Milton's 36 and Douglas in Crystal.
While shopping for a fireplace insert at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, I was amazed at all the choices. Not just gas, electric, or wood burning, but also built-in or freestanding, and options in every style from antique to modern. The staff really listened to us, explained the options, and helped us choose a fireplace we absolutely love. Now it warms our hearts and our home every winter. Thank you, Woodland Stoves, for a great addition.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak, putting in a word for the EPA Burn Wise campaign. It has important information about clean burning fireplaces. This is an important part of our mission at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. We know that the fireplace has to work. Work with your life, work with your living space, and also be environmentally smart. Come see us. Learn to burn wise. We have over 35 working units on display at the corner of Riverside and East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. Visit our store in person or online at woodlandstoves.com.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Places out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Todd Coled is sponsoring AM 950 this week. You can too. Just go 952-946-8885, 952-946-8885. He wants to make sure we promote this event coming up. Now, this is not a march, although the Women's March Minnesota group is putting this on. Of course, they've done a lot of marches, but this is not a march. It's an event that happens on Sunday, January 21st at 3:30 to 7 p.m. at the Union Depot in St. Paul. They've got speakers, great music. It's an opportunity for you to get involved and begin a 2018 of activity in politics. It is, once again, Women's March Minnesota presenting Hear Our Voice. It is on Sunday, 3:30, Sunday the 21st, not this Sunday, Sunday the 21st, so a week from Sunday, 3:30 p.m. to 7 p.m., and you can find more information at womensmarchmn.com, womensmarchmn.com. Thanks, Todd, for sponsoring. Once again, 952-946-8885 for more information. Julie is in Minneapolis. She wanted to chime in on mining. Welcome on in, Julie.
Hi, Matt. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, ma'am.
All right, so I have a rhetorical question, and I hope somebody else calls in after me. My question is, what is the utility in putting unemployed miners to work building infrastructure, roads and bridges, versus putting unemployed miners to work in the pollution creation industry of mining? I don't know if these guys care, and women care, if they work in mines or they work. I mean, maybe they just need a livable wage job, which would be infrastructure.
We can definitely, Julie, have a discussion, and I'm all for this, of what we can do to bring jobs to the Iron Range. There are a lot of different options. I think your discussion of building roads and upgrading facilities, that's a great option out there. Call centers, distribution centers. There's a lot of things that we could bring up there. Tourism, more on the tourism dollar. Thanks, Julie. I appreciate the phone call. But you're right. I mean, it's why is this the only job that's a viable job? It's because whenever I hear this thing, it's got to be a mining job. Whenever I hear that, that's the first thing I hear is, oh, it's the mining company basically paying off someone to do this. And the reality is that we can find jobs. If we have the intention, we have the heart, we can do that.
It just is the only thing. The reason why I think this entire argument gets derailed is that when people say, fine, we're going to go get some jobs, the first thing out of the pro-mining people's mouths are, no, it can't be a tourism job, or it can't be a manufacturing job, or it can't be a distribution job, or it can't be a construction job. It has to be a mining job. Has to be. No, it doesn't. And frankly, I don't want to see, I don't feel it's our responsibility to pollute the living daylights out of the Iron Range. Carol is in Eagan. Let's get her in here before the end of the show.
Oh, welcome
in,
Carol.
Okay.
Two things. Quickly, why do the no regulation people suddenly want a bunch of extremely complex regulations? That would be my question to them.
Are you talking about the water quality issue there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they want to make this really, really complicated. It's really simple right now.
It really is. Actually, you're exactly right. Because they know that if it stays simple, that it basically becomes harder for them to pollute.
And then I have another thing. You know how Donald loves to give nicknames to everybody?
Yes.
I think we take the word that I cannot speak on the radio,
okay,
and either put it on the front of his name or the back of his name. So he's blank Donald or Donald blank.
Or Donald the blank Trump.
Yes.
Carol, I think it's interesting. Thanks, Carol. I appreciate the phone call. I think it is very important that we do something like that. Is that when Donald Trump leaves office, that his family has to change their name, because they're going to be one of the most despised names to ever exist. That they will have to yank the name off of his buildings if they want to succeed. You have to make an example out of him to make sure that no one who's a novice ever comes up with the idea again of, maybe I could run the country. I know a lot. I've had an ear of corn one time, so I'm going to start doing ag policy. Maybe, just maybe, it would be a good idea for, to vilify him for the betterment of the country. Well, and also for the fact that he's an absolute jackass. Final thing today, Minnesota's new Republican lieutenant governor is being sued for trying to keep her seat in the Senate. Not by necessarily Democrats, but by someone in her own district. Senate President Michelle Fischbach automatically became Mark Dayton's second in command this month when Tina Smith resigned the job for a seat in the U.S. Senate. Democrats, some Democrats had said they're going to sue Fischbach because you cannot supposedly, once again, in 1971, they supposedly figured this all out, that you cannot be the lieutenant governor and be the Senate president at the same time. Now, I'm going to go to the, once again, I am going to go out here and to back up the Republicans for a quick second, or anyone. You should be able to resign the lieutenant governor's position if you don't want it. I'm sorry. I think this idea that the Senate president has no say in the matter is ludicrous and is pointless per se. And I think that you should have the ability for a politician, regardless of whatever party, to be able to turn down a position, that it should not become mandatory. That being said, the way the rules are written in the state right now, she doesn't have a choice in the matter. She has to become the lieutenant governor. So, until they get that fixed, she supposedly cannot hold two seats. A constituent from her central Minnesota district has filed a lawsuit against Fischbach on Friday. It argues it's unconstitutional to hold both offices, which in Minnesota it is, and henceforth she would have to leave, and henceforth we would have a tie in the Senate. We'll have to ask McEntee really quick when we get a chance here. Does that mean that the Democrats would immediately take over, or does that mean it'd be a shared system? I think it's a shared system. Needless to say, Kurt Doubt's going to be crying because this completely would kibosh any idea he would have of having a ability to pass whatever he wanted to pass. So it is, once again, that lawsuit just getting filed today. We'll have to see how Fischbach responds to that. McEntee is up next. Have a great weekend. We are back on Monday. Till then, see ya.